the trick. Yeah, our microphone basically consists also of a classic MEMS microphone.
Okay.
This is the actual sensing element that is also inside your mobile phone, for example. And we are actually using the same kind of device, but we put a tiny thin membrane in front of this microphone.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And the design of this and the size and the dimensions of this membrane and the channels between this membrane and the microphone itself, that's what defines actually the acoustic performance of this microphone.
So the microphone sits in a small tube, and at the front, the tube is covered by a membrane that can swing back and forth and thereby pass on sound waves. But it keeps out dirt, water, and so on.
A little bit like an eardrum, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but an eardrum can easily be punctured. For this car microphone, you want to use a material that is a little more resistant, and you have to determine the right thickness.
The trade-offs are that if you make the membrane, for example, thicker, you can make the thing more robust, for sure,
yeah,
but you lose a lot of sensitivity. So the compromise here is actually the performance of the microphone compared to the robustness of the microphone. And you have to find a perfect balance in between.